So our listener Desiree wanting advice on how to bring her husband around on something that he vehemently is against, according to her. It is group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
My question for you all, first off, I've hated my nose all my life.
Aw.
There, I said it. I have enough of my own money saved up to get a nose job, and I've done a ton of research and know what I'd be getting myself into.
Mm.
I've expressed this to my husband, but he's vehemently against me getting cosmetic surgery.
Mm.
He says he loves me exactly as I am naturally and asked who I'm trying to impress. It's not about being impressive. I would just at least like to have a more feminine nose. Contouring with makeup doesn't help because my nose isn't too wide. It's more of a Roman nose with a bump on it.
Aww.
So it just helped me present a more pleasing appearance, which matters to me, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
How can I get him to be more okay with this? Thank you so much.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Like, obviously, she didn't attach a photo, so
no.
we don't know.
Yeah.
But obviously, even if we saw it and we're like, oh, that Desiree, that's a cute nose.
Right.
It's her.
Exactly. I mean, the person she wants to impress the most, her husband, is like, I love you the way that you are.
Mm.
But that still is not going to heal something inside that you have, I guess, felt.
You're like, I hate my nose my entire life.
Right.
Yeah.
And I get
and
that,
I'm gonna get
you know,
it fixed.
There's the camp of love yourself
right.
for the way that you are.
Right.
That's how you were made and you're perfect. And but then there's also the other camp of, well, you can
fix it. If you can fix it, then fix it.
You can fix it if it's going to make you feel better and, you know, love what you see in the mirror more.
Right.
Then
because,
you can,
I mean,
do that.
You could literally take out nose job and put in new haircut.
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything that changes your appearance that
right.
makes you feel better about
right.
yourself.
Tattoo or a removal, you know, like that, like any of that stuff. How do you get them on board?
Yeah.
I mean, is there a way to, like, get, like, show him from a cosmetic surgeon's... I'm sure cosmetic surgeons can do this, where
they can
kind of show you,
yes,
this is
expect.
What you would look like.
Yeah.
Here's a photo of you
right.
with new nose.
Yeah, maybe bring
like,
him to
hey,
the consultation
this.
And
yeah.
say, this is what they say that they can do. I really, really want to do this, but I really want you on board with this because I want to do this for me.
Yeah, and if he maybe feels comfortable about the cosmetic surgeon and that like he's not trying to pull a fast one, like, hey, while we're in there, we're going to do your boobs too, you know.
Well, I think it's also just feeling it's your face. And so just I think if he feels better that she's in good hands and he's very skilled and it's not going to go sideways and make the situation worse.
Hmm.
Maybe that's what he's thinking.
502-795-1997. Would love your take. Maybe you've done something like this, like made a drastic change or made a change without getting... the, I guess, final, this sounds so weird, the approval
right.
of, like, it's your body.
I know.
Like,
well,
it's your body.
And I've been there. Like, I had, years ago, I had a jar of pennies fall on the bridge of my nose, and it always had kind of screwed some stuff up there. So I'd had that fixed years
my
ago
family
in
my
and 20s.
I always make fun of my cat, Guinness, and say, you'd be such a prettier cat if you had a nose job. It's kind of a running joke in her house because she's got kind of a little bump on the tip of her nose. Like, oh, Guinness, you'd be such a prettier cat if you just had a nose job.
Wow.
All right, 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your comments next on 99.7 DJX. So Desiree is wanting to get a nose job. Her husband's vehemently against any sort of plastic surgery. She says
it's always bothered her.
It's bothered her from early on and kind of has a bump. She's kind of has, as she describes it, a Roman nose.
Yes.
Which I guess, you
she
know.
She feels like it's not feminine.
Right. It's not feminine. She just wants something more feminine. He's against it. She's like, how do I get him to, I guess, see that I... want to do
it. This will make me feel better about myself. And it's not about impressing anybody else. It's about making me feel better about myself.
Yeah. Virginia sent us a voice note.
This is a tough one because I understand the body image mindset that you can't shake as a female. But two things. One, you have a man who loves you and has accepted you as your natural self.
Mm.
Maybe try to start seeing yourself through his eyes.
Okay.
Number two, a lot of people have lost their lives for elective surgeries after, during. Unnecessary surgeries are on the line for me.
All right. So it sounds like, Virginia, you're not on board with her doing it.
Good point to be made there.
I guess. I think the probably likelihood of her passing away from a nose job is probably low.
Pretty low.
I don't know those stats off the top of my head.
Maria says, are they planning to have kids? What if one of the kids ends up with mom's nose? What message are you sending if you think it needs fixing?
Well, it's the same people who get laser hair removal. What happens when you get kids? Kids are like, hey, I don't have that. Where's mine?
Okay.
So.
All right. John says, Dolly Parton reminds us that God helps those that help themselves. Get the nose job if you want.
Now, Shaq rolls in and says he's been there. I bet he's her husband, just thinking about the spending and the money part and doesn't really want to say it. Says, I speak from experience and it was super selfish of me. My wife was exactly the same way about her nose. I loved it, but she is so much happier after 30 plus years of wanting it done.
There you go. It really comes down to what's going to make her happiest.
Mm.
And if this is it, and it's going to give her more pep in her step and make her just more confident.
I don't know. I think
then support her in whatever she wants to do. I'm like, I'm going to love you no matter what you choose.
Okay, so does she do it with and surprise him? She doesn't do that. But no. I think she needs to like take him to a consultation.
Right.
Say, hey, this
we
is really important.
That before, I think
let's
that's
do
a good,
that.
That's a good way to do it. It's like, hey, come see what he is saying he can do,
and maybe
you can see the rendering of what it's going to look like.
Right, and if you found a plastic surgeon that you know and you trust and whatever, and then maybe even give him the heads up or her the heads up and say, hey, my husband's not really on board this, so if you could just
make him feel better about
make
it.
Make him feel better about it. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully that helps Desiree. Life's short. Get the nose job.
Right. Yeah. I think just suggest that he come with you to the consultation.
Yeah.
Let him hear it from the doctor of what's going to be involved and what he can do. And just reiterate how much happier it's going to make you.
Yeah, I do like all the comment. Girl, you better do whatever you want to your face. Tell him I'm trying to impress myself.
That's right. It's not
like me. That's right. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. And especially if you do it, would love to see the after photos.
Absolutely.
Yes, that'd be great. Show it off. There you go. That's group therapy.